All right, stuck at 1 minute to tee time. I was texting somebody about that today. I want to talk about it again. You're stuck at 1 minute to tee time in time. Now, the saved person's outside of time, hidden in Christ, right? But you have to live down here in the clay body inside time. But outside time, everything is oneness instantly. If you get into the spirit flow enough, you can actually see it happening. The reason the Wiccans and the anti can see past time, because it's a sine wave, right? The up and down, up and down, up and down. So they've sold their soul to the devil, so they're at the bottom part of the sine wave. When you sell out to Jesus, you're at the top part of the sine wave. And so when Moses threw down his rod and it turned into a snake, the magician priest class threw down their rod and it turned to a snake. Why? They were the magician priest class. God has his priest class, the saints, and then you got the magician priest class. So when you sell out to God, you can see past time. When you sell out to the devil, you can see past time, but you see it in the anti way, and you see it as like they want to use it to make money or whatever. Now, 1 minute to tea time. What is tea time? Two people face to face drinking tea. And so Alice in Wonderland is, they talk, we're stuck at 1 minute to tea time. What does that mean? Well, we see through a glass dimly right now, but then face to face, right? So 1 minute to tea time is right now. Stuck in time, the cycle, the repeat. Eve is the mother of all living. Why? Because she has the birthing in her body. Eve is the mother of all living because she has the birthing cycle in her body, and it's all a birthing cycle. Everything. Your thoughts, your words, your growth, your understanding, the concepts, your body, everything's a growth cycle. When we see him, we'll be like him. We see through a glass dimly because we're stuck in time in the repeat. But when we see Jesus, we'll be face to face with him, and we'll be like him. And it will be outside of time. Time shall be no more, right? The Bible talks about. Time shall be no more. Stuck at 1 minute to tea time means you're stuck down here in time in your clay body. But spiritually, you can be outside of time. Eve, the mother of all living, is because she has a cycle. How can Eve be the mother of all living before, when you had all the plants and animals and all that stuff before the human was created? Because God, when God works, he works outside of time. So he can create heaven and earth. And he can create the earth cycles down here before he creates Eve, because he knew Eve would fall, and he had to create a system that Eve and Adam could understand. He had to create a system that the flesh mind could understand, because the flesh mind can only understand the clay and the minerals and the crops and the trees and the dirt. The clay creature can only understand dirt and rocks. But the spirit creature, because of the Holy Spirit, they can understand past the earth plane. They can understand the spiritual plane behind the objects. The objects are just object lessons from the spirit, the derivative. So the spirit creature can understand spiritual truth behind the objects. Objects are just object lessons. A tree is not just a tree, it's an object lesson. Tree, true, faithful faith. It's upright, it's standing, it's not fickle. You know? It's long-term standing, you know? The tree is upright. It's a long-term situation there. Something I'm noticing with the earth plane. So you have to walk by faith, right? And so the devil's like an AI program, and the system is just like the devil. And they're trying to find some kind of weakness or fear or doubt or insecurity or whatever it is to pull on you, to put you in. You know, Job said, the thing that I feared most to come upon me, right? So God allowed the devil to attack. God allowed the devil to attack Job with his greatest fear. But the devil was the AI program looking for that stuff. And why was the devil, what was the devil doing? The devil didn't, said if you bring harm, the only reason Job worships you is because he's got it easy, you know? And so the devil's trying to make life hard on you so you would deny Jesus, deny God. That's the whole purpose of the devil. He's jealous. He's the flesh, nothing but the flesh. He's jealous of the fact that you worship God. Though he slay me, yet will I trust him. And so his people are jealous too. So when you first get saved and you say, I believe the Bible, you get attacked like crazy. People come up and say, well, I'll test you, see if you really believe the Bible. Why are you getting angry? If you believe the Bible, why did you lose your temper? Stuff like that. Because you don't really understand. You don't really understand what walking in the Spirit is until later on. But walking in the Spirit is not being perfect. It's keeping short accounts. It's trusting Jesus. Long story short, I got to go in here and get something to eat. We're stuck in time. It's a repeat. It's a birthing. It's a growth. It's a cycle. Eve dropped us down into time, so she's the mother of all living, because it's a cycle. It's a birthing cycle. Everything's a cycle. And so when Eve dropped us down into all, I mean, Eve dropped us down into time, she became the mother of all living, because we're stuck in time, 1 minute to tea time. And tea time is face to face with Jesus. And we're not in time anymore after that. Absent from the body, present with the Lord. You're outside of time. So what you can do while you're in time is use the object lessons to grow and see the spiritual truths behind time, because you have the Holy Spirit outside of time, so you can look around you and see past time and see how the spirit realm works. Kind of fun. It's fun decoding the spirit realm. And that's why God put you here, see God's program, see how he works, see how he thinks.